Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 11th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Trucking companies are working hard to expand their driver recruitment outreach by bolstering diversity and inclusion initiatives. In a recent Road Signs podcast, Comto's April Rye shared tips on how fleets can use this approach to enhance their earnings. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns135. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. The North Dakota Department of Transportation has added 6 commercial driver license road test sites, which brings to 14 total CDL road test locations in the state. David Finley, NDDOT Assistant Communication Director, said, quote, "Adding these 6 new test locations will increase our capacity by 50 CDL tests a month, with each CDL test taking about 2 hours," end quote. Officials said the test site expansion should reduce wait times and the driving distance to a test site for rural drivers. Walmart will open a $350 million dairy facility in Robinson, Texas, to produce milk for distribution to 750 Walmart stores and Sam's Clubs in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. It is expected to open in 2026. The new site in McLennan County is expected to create nearly 400 new jobs. Walmart ranks number 2 on the Transport Topics Top 100 list of the largest private carriers in North America. Norfolk Southern alone will be responsible for paying for the cleanup after last year's fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, a federal judge ruled. The decision threw out the railroad's claim that the companies that made chemicals that spilled and owned tank cars that ruptured should share the cost of the cleanup. Residents still worry about potential health consequences from those chemicals. Norfolk Southern declined to comment on the ruling. The Atlanta-based railroad has said the ongoing cleanup from the derailment has already cost it more than $1.1 billion. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.